the Wolf Creek production started, hard to believe, back in 1993, Steve.
Yeah, pretty amazing, isn't it, Tony? Yeah. I think we knew each other back then.
Well, you're a wily old veteran from then, but it's so cool. How many shows are you producing now?
You know, Tony, we did this, went back and looked at it. I think we've done 16 named series over the last 17, 18 years now. We have, I don't know, six or seven on the air right now, something like that.
And you're still having fun, aren't you?
I am having fun, but you know why? I'm having fun because of the places I go and the people I meet. People like you and people like Jacob Keel, who's my photographer, a young guy sitting here on the blind with me, who his first full season with me, a young guy from Bath. I had the good fortune of meeting here a few months ago, and he came up and struck up a conversation, and we sent him off to film school in Georgia. And, you know, it's people like that, lucky people you meet along the way, plus the people you meet, you know, whether you're in Montana, Michigan, Maine. Just good people you meet, you know?
All right. Well, I know you're out. Where exactly are you in your blind?
I'm right in the middle of it, actually, Tony. Oh, you mean where is the blind?
You know what? Not bad for not having too much coffee in you yet.
Not bad. Hey, listen, we're northwest of Williamston, actually, Ingham County, and southern Michigan. And it's an interesting year. And I've been talking to a couple of friends about this. You know, it's the first year that any of us can remember that every bit of corn and every bit of soybeans has been gone and gone for weeks. I mean, great crop this year for the farmers. Congratulations. But no corn. I mean, usually you hear hunters complaining, oh, you know, there's a big field of corn next to me. The deer went in there and hit. And they do. This year's no place to hide. I'm going to think it's going to be an interesting morning.
Well, tell me about this deer season. Is it going to be, especially for firearms, is it going to be a good season? What's the herd like? Are they healthy?
Well, here's what I'll say. Old-timers used to say, if you get a lot of rain in the spring, you get big bucks in the fall. Well, we had a lot of rain, if you may remember, back in April and May. And as a result, we had the greatest corn and bean crop we've ever had. Therefore, lots of food for these corn-fed southern Michigan whitetails. So I'm thinking today, because there aren't any cornfields for them to hide in, this could be a really big day for big deer and people getting lucky and connecting on big deer wall hangers, if you will, deer that they want to take and take down to the taxidermist. But overall, the deer herd should be really healthy. I mean, I've taken a couple of does earlier this year, and the health of the animal is incredible. Jacob and I took a deer out on my property here a month ago, big old doe. And I got to be honest with you, one of the finest looking whitetails I've ever seen anywhere, just because of the, you know, an inch and a half of just beautiful white fat on her belly and, you know, just really healthy, strong deer.
A couple more questions, Steve, and then we're going to let you get at it. When can you actually start firing your weapons? What does the law say?
Well, a mutual friend of ours, Darren Rockhold, told me this morning, by way of my television set, that sunrise is at 7:29 this morning, which means legal shoot time is 6:59, 1/2 hour before sunrise, 1/2 hour after sunset. So about 7 o'clock, you know, and remember, got to know what you can look at. In the woods, it's going to be harder, open fields, easier to see. You know, 7:30. And the other thing, for people that don't deer hunt today, be careful, because a lot of deer are going to be running. If you're driving to work and you're not a deer hunter, don't pick up an extra one on the front end of your Chevrolet.
Yeah, Steve, what are some safety precautions people need to take who maybe are like me, who haven't been out there but are perhaps deciding to come out? And what are some of the biggest safety rules and regulations that you see broken?
Well, clearly, I mean, here's the thing. Always know what you're shooting at. I don't care, you know, if you think there's a field there or whatever. I mean, always know what you're shooting at and what lies beyond what you're shooting at. That's extremely important. For people that don't hunt, that want to go out and use the jogging trails or go for a walk with their dog, it's all annoying chat. You know, they sell them at Walmart for 50 cents, basically. You know, put on some orange so that, you know, you can make yourself known in the woods this time of the year. Don't want to have something happen when you're walking through in your brown Carhartt, for Lord's sake. I mean, use some common sense and wear some orange. If you don't hunt, make yourself known to potential hunters in the woods, and just be careful out there. And remember, treat every firearm as if it's loaded. I don't care. I mean, I've been taught that since I was a year old. My daughter's been taught that. Every gun is loaded. Treat it with respect.
And then finally, Steve, I wanted to get your take on a story I saw written by Eric Sharp from the Detroit Free Press about Wisconsin deer with CWD. It's triggered a ban on feeding in the UP, and from what I understand, that might happen down here. We talked a little bit about that yesterday in Synopsis. What do you think?
Well, real quickly, there is no baiting in southern Michigan already. It was banned a couple of years ago because of the CWD concern down here. Now they've got a deer that's, 40 miles from the Michigan-Wisconsin line. I think it's a bit of overreaction myself. I don't know that you can justify the elimination of baiting here, especially when you look at states like Ohio has unlimited baiting. I mean, you could bring a dump truck, you know, beets and, you know, apples if you wanted to. CWD, chronic wasting disease, is a serious disease caused by a prion in the brain that causes the deer to shrivel up and die, basically, over a period of time. It's an awful way to go. We don't want it in our herd, but on the same token, I don't think we really have it in our herd. I've had this argument with friends of mine from the DNR and so forth. They won't like the fact that I say this, but I'm in the woods a lot. I don't see it. I think the threat is being overstated at this point.
All right, Steve. Well, how'd you do last year? Did you get one on opening day?
You know, Tony, to be honest with you, in Michigan, I shoot a deer on opening day about once every 5 or 6 years. Now, I'm a little more selective than some, and, you know, I don't shoot, you know, young bucks. I let them get older. Although today there's a bet on the table with my good friend Mark Millis, who's hunting out in the Perry area. So, you know, I might have to put one down just to win the bet this morning. We'll see. We'll see. Like I said, all that corn is gone. A lot more movement because people are going to be in the woods. Probably a lot more deer to be seen this morning than normal years. We'll see.
And, Steve, as we get out the door, tell folks about some of the shows that Wolf Creek produces and how they can learn more about Wolf Creek Productions.
Well, a big hot show right now is called Deer City USA, Deer City USA. And you can go to DeerCityUSA.com. It's urban hunting. We hunt in town in places like Indianapolis and Columbus and Minneapolis, and actually have a great spot in Ann Arbor that we're going to start hunting in December. And it's all primarily bow hunting, but in-town urban hunting, and it's very interesting. Outdoor America has been around since 93. The American Archer with Grand Ledger's own Tom Nelson has been around since like 97. So a lot of shows out there. DeerCityUSA.com is a great place to start, or SteveGruber.com is a great place to start, or find me on Facebook, too.
All right, Steve, be safe, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thank you, Tony, so much.